Hey, good morning, guys. Cody here on KSDP Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, I do not, Mark. I do not. All right. Well, I'm just going to let you know about some junior high basketball that's gone on. It's pretty amazing. Basketball itself. Jamin's amazing, and Jamin's probably going to win it for these guys. Jamin's going to have like 30 points. Because Jamin's amazing. Well, Whitney wrote this article. We have always had high school basketball teams and also an intramurals team, but never anything for the junior high. Yeah, we did. She doesn't know anything.
Yeah, keep reading,
she just moved here because we always had junior high basketball. This year, junior high basketball team is the first that King Cove School had ever seen since 06-07 school year. There are quite a few kids in the 7th and 8th grade on the team this year. They are Cameron, Rachel, Kaylee, Peyton, Timmy's amazing, Jamin's awesome, PJ's good, Ethan's, Dustin, and Mitchell. They are coached by Miss Etta. The team has been faithful to practice 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. They are working hard to be the best team they can be. Coach Etta is doing good and preparing them for their games. So I don't think she's doing very good if she doesn't think Jamin's the best, so I don't know. She has conditioning, running, shooting, and all the basics of basketball. So far, it sounds like all the participation are having a good time. Rachel said it's so awesome. She's excited to go on their first ball trip to kick some butt. Grandma said, oh my goodness, it's amazing, Cameron, along with the rest of her teammates, are also very excited about their upcoming trip. We would like to thank Miss Etta for stepping up and taking the coaching position this year, giving our junior high kids the opportunity to participate in an extracurricular activity. Thanks to everyone who had helped with this and go King Cove Junior High Basketball. And Etta, just let you know, if you want to win, keep jamming in. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much final. Jamin is amazing, and he will win the game for you guys. He will pull it out. Just letting you know. Don't put any of them girls in. If you think you have trust in them, don't. Just put Jamin in. Okay? Jamin's going to win the game for you guys. PJ might help. I don't know. But Jamin's an all-star, and he should get the ball. Okay. I'm going to play a song for you guys right now, and it is Collabor 2007 by Ener. You know her, whatever it is. Pretty good song, though. Pretty amazing. I'm amazing, so don't worry about it.
Easy no, you don't need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this away from. Easy no, you don't need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this away from.
Got it.
Miss Green, my favorite one-arm teacher. Or injured teacher. Her and a haircut. Miss Green is a special edition teacher here at the King Cove School. Her full name is Cynthia Caldwell Green. She was born and raised on a high desert plateau, which is in the central Washington. She grew up as a city girl but worked a lot for farmers and ranchers in Washington. Cynthia was the first girl in her high school to ever take a welding class. She also took other shop classes. That explains how she is over here, not saying nothing. Metal workers. Since she had already knew how to cook and clean and stuff like that, she didn't want to take home ec and wanted to learn something new. She also tried to take all the horticulture classes that she can. Horticulture or something. That her high school offered. Her favorite meal is a good Mexican breakfast in El Paso. She never gets much vacation, but she's not here right now, so I don't know what that has to mean. Whatever. She's always gone. She's never here. If she's here, she's gonna break something just to go. Break a leg or an arm or something. Whatever she has to break to go. But her dream vacation would be to go on a horseback pack trip, where she can travel and camp out with her friends and have a good time. And her favorite part of the day is when all of her teacher aides are here to help out and the day goes through smoothly, which never happened here. Miss Green has been teaching since 95. She moved to Alaska in 94, and she has been in and out of Alaska ever since 1974, but never eventually moved until 1994. Miss Green, if you come to King Cove School, you'll see her walking down the hall with short hair and broken arm, always hollering at kids and everything like that. She's always hollering, so you'll know who she is when you come in here. Short hair, white hair, broken arm, broken thumb, whatever you want to say. Sometimes she's wearing old people Aleut cloth. Okay, I'm going to play a song for you guys right now. And that song is going to be Mustang Sally by Joel Crocker. Yes. I like Mustangs.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better time.
Rookies plays fifth, T-Jacks plays third at New Stew. In the past 3 years, Rookies and T-Jacks have been working hard in games after game. They started off at Nikolaevich Warrior Rumble, where the T-Jacks placed first and took a championship, and the Rookies placed third. And then on their way to the Sockeye Tournament in Bristol Bay, they played Sioux Valley, Wasilla Lake, and Luma Christi at... at the Sockeye Tournament. The T-Jacks placed second, and the Rookies placed fourth. Last weekend, the Rookies and T-Jacks attended the first annual Moose 2 showdown. A total of 8 boys teams and 7 girls teams attended from all over Western Alaska. Gwiginik Huskies, New Haven, Maui Moose, Cockanock Warlords, Kinko Rookies and T-Jacks, Sandpoint Eagles, Manitoba Lynx, Cowskate Warriors, Cooper Bay Warriors, Cowskate Grizzlies, and the Moose 2 Yawk Eagles. The Rookies played the Warlocks first round and the tournament defeated them by 9. The T-Jacks played the Huskies first round and beat them by over 10. In the second round, the T-Jacks and Rookies both played the hosting team. Both teams fought hard, but in the end couldn't pull ahead of the Eagles. In the next round, the Rookies faced the Maui Moose. They couldn't quite get ahead, but they had an overall fun time and placed 5th. The T-Jacks then played the Lynx and won by 30. With that one, the T-Jacks placed 3rd overall. This week, the teams will be facing some of the same competitors at Elks Tournament in Bristol Bay. Rip them up, Rookies. Tear them up, T-Jacks. Okay, there's another song for you guys. This song is called Every Time You Go Away by Hall & Oates. And I'm thinking I'm in a song mode. I'm going to play another song for you guys. And that song's going to be Don't Let the Sun Go, I don't know, by George Mitchell. I'll figure it out here. I'm tell you.
Thank you.
That last song was "Don't Let the Sun Go Down" by George Michael. I'm feeling it right now. I'm in a song mode. I'm gonna play another song for you guys. I'm gonna play Queen, "Rhapsody." It's gonna be amazing. You guys just listen to it.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter out.
All right, that was some good music, huh?
You got it right.
Well, here's Kaylee Bendixson and the spelling bee. Preparation for the district spelling bee. By Kaylee B. Near the end of the Kinkle spelling bee, Douglas and I went back and forth for about a half hour, and I went nearly 20 rounds. When I spelled some of the words, holy crap, did I even write world out loud? I knew that I was misspelled. Damn, yeah, misspelled them on here too. But I went on anyway because the rules say that once you say a letter, you cannot change it. Some of the words I knew I spelled wrong were a lot. After winning the Kinkle School Spelling Bee, I started getting ready for the district bee. I practiced for 4 days straight on the Latin New World. This girl says world every time instead of words. She doesn't even know how to write. French, German, and Arabic language words. The hardest language for me were Slavic and Greek. The first thing I did to prepare for the spelling bee was either www.wordcentral.com, where they have a bunch of different games printed off the internet that I have. My dad asked me to spell. And each one that I got wrong, he would mark it and he would practice for half an hour. Then when I got done going through the whole list, once I would go over the misspelled words until I got them right. Wow, that is real. She needs to go through spell check, or needs to use spell check. Can't even spell word right on this thing. The Heart Locker by Mark Fountain movie review.
Dude, everything on there is copyright on. I mean, I put it in my own words, but.
SFC Williams, James of an LEI bomb squad. And the U.S. Army goes to Iraq after team leader's SSG Matt Thompson was killed from an explosion. James goes in a replacement until the unit's tour of the duty is over. And they only have 1 month left. The two others in the unit are forced to get over the tragic loss of their team leader and get used to the new tactics of the crazy adrenaline junkie James as the new team leader. Hoping that they will not die in their last month of duty at first. They hate and despise him as if everything he does can be
just so pretty.
Safer way, but soon they come to understand that he has done, yeah, it's pretty. Be a different, yeah, hearts. Be a different way. He has been to Afghanistan more than once and really knows what he's doing. Basically, he is the best of the best at what he does, although he is crazy and getting wild now. He still cares for the safety of his unit and the protection of others and getting the job done. James finds himself back with his son in no time, living a normal, boring life with the same getting a predicting end of every day. Soon he can't take it anymore and he ends up back overseas doing what he really loves to do. He has 365 days left. I like this movie a lot, and I recommend it to anyone. It's great, and you never know what's going to happen next. That movie is great. It's amazing. I really like the movie. Here's another song for you guys, and it is going to be... I'm going to play...
Can you dance?
No. I'm going to play... Sisters are doing it.
I'm not.
She hit me with
a
little. By Anna Lennox.
To be a great woman.
That was like from Mark a long time ago. Mark Fountain. Mark Tyler Fountain Water has YouTube blocked here in King Cove. Mark Fountain has YouTube blocked here in King Cove. Mark Fountain. He's 11th grade. He's 179 pounds. And he has YouTube blocked in King Cove. Mark Fountain. Mark Fountain. We could all punch Mark in the face later because he has YouTube blocked here in King Cole.
Can you just punch me now?
Kid's crazy. Kid's crazy. I don't even know. He's just insane.
I weigh 145 pounds, Cody.
Oh, 173 pounds. 173, Marcus. I'm sorry. He's like 5'7", so he, you know how he looks. A little a chunky.
He's 5'7".
Let's not make fun of him, bro. Let's not make fun of Mark.
I'm not 5'7" either.
Let's not make
5'7"?
No.
And the next song, I'm gonna play a song for you guys, and then I'm gonna go.
I'm like this much shorter than you.
Well, I guess I'll play two more songs for you guys, and then I'm gonna go. See you later. Have a good night. King Max out.
Minute, babe, I walk the 17.
Okay, this next song is going to be Angel by Aerosmith.
We're all ready.
Thank you.
Angel. All right, see you guys later. See you guys next week. Listen to me next week. Or watch me next week over there play basketball. Come over there and beat your team. Watch for us. Have a good night. King Max off the radio show. 3, 2, 1, bye.